7, quit drinking. Number 6, enjoy life more. Number 5, you get the point. Quit smoking. Tame the buzz. Fitness. Go to the fitness center and exercise more. Eat healthy. And so forth and so on. But what I found was the common denominator in most of these was the word selfishness. When you look at these New Year's resolutions, not one of them start with, I want a closer walk with the Lord. I was shocked, I really was, but not surprised. Because I'm gonna tell you something, nothing that Brother Garnett shocks me anymore. Nothing surprises me anymore. I got this shield up. Nothing surprises me anymore, child. You know what the Bible said? We're living in perilous times. And God had to minister that to me. He said, you ought not be shocked or surprised by anything you see, hear, or do. Because we're living in that time period. Amen? But I wonder today, I'm not going to hold you long. You won't be out of here 12, but I ain't going to hold you long. I wonder today how many of us really, really are sincere about our walk with Christ. Amen. You know what? There ought to be something within us, if we're truly saved, that when we do crazy stuff, there ought to be an inner conviction that says, I can't rest with this. This is not normal. This is not good. But when you can do stuff and be comfortable in doing it, I want to tell you something. It's time to go back and check out my relationship with Jesus. It's time. Unless I have done it for so long until it no longer bothers me. You can't allow nobody to lead you away from God. I wish I had some input here. If you want to have a fresh start, you got to surround yourself around people that will push you to God and not pull you away. You better watch it. The scripture clearly says, Paul told Timothy, he says, Timothy, he says, you're getting ready to pastor a church. You're getting ready to oversee a congregation of people. And you've got to be careful now in your pastoring because the time is coming to where you're living in perilous times. Translation, dangerous and difficult times. What are you trying to tell me, Pastor? Regardless of the new year, regardless of what you say at December 31st, can I prepare you for something? Difficult times are coming. Now, when God spoke that into my spirit, I began to wonder, well, Lord, my God, you mean to tell me more, there are more difficult times? He says, yes. He says, prepare yourself because perilous times are coming. He said, the reason you'll know this, you'll understand this, he says, in the last days, this is what's going to happen. First of all, men will become lovers of themselves. Y'all see that in scripture? Now, what that means when it says men, that deal with gender. That's not male or female. That deals with everybody, mankind. He said mankind will become lovers of themselves. In other words, self-absorbed. Can I tell you something we hear? Do you know a folk that is all about Jesus? Yes. Can I help you? When you reach a point to where it's all about you, yeah, and you don't care what you do, amen, what you say, how you hurt folk, how you tear for character, you're living in some dangerous. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah. Can I say something? You can't have a successful year without Jesus. Amen. I don't care. I don't care. See, the devil don't like for me to say that. hear what you mean to say, because he wants us to believe, Carolyn, that we can be, we can be successful without Jesus. You can't be successful without Jesus. Success is not an event, success is a process. You don't become successful overnight. It's a process. And you can't become successful even in the process without Jesus. All I'm trying to tell you, you better get him first. He's got to be the top of the agenda. Huh? Hey, you know when the watch stuff just didn't work out? And why did it just not work out? If God is in the midst of this, number one, why am I confused in my mind? If God is in the midst of this, why I don't have any peace? If God is in the midst of this, why am I double-minded? I'm teeter-tottering all over the place. Because the Bible says God will give you peace. He gives the peace in the midst of a difficult situation. He says, watch this. He says, now be careful. He says, you're going to have all, I'm not going to go back over this. You can read it for yourself. He says, you're going to have folk that's disobedient to parents. You're going to have folk that's unthankful. You're going to have folk that's unholy. He says, you're going to have folk that's without natural affection. He says, you're going to have folk that are truth breakers. The people who want their own way. You got false accusers, folk that are without control. You got fierce people that are untamed and brutal. Then you got folk that are despisers of those who do good. Yes. If you're wondering whether or not you're in the next season of our life right now, just look around at people. Yeah.
Oh, y'all see, y'all won't help me. Y'all don't like this kind of sermon.
If your year is going to be successful, if it's going to be successful, if it's going to be prosperous, you better make sure Jesus isn't the head of it. What does that mean? That doesn't mean I get up in the morning and read a devotion talking about Jesus in the head. That doesn't mean that. Because you got folk that read. See, reading a devotion doesn't mean you're saved. Because you got all kind of folk reading daily bread. Huh? You got all kind of folk that's praying. When you know God is in the head of your life, is when you say, not my will, but thy will be done. Oh, God, that mercy. Thy will be done. I know this is what I want to do. I know this is what I want to do. This is what's on my mind. But God, this is not your will.
That's right.
Can I get a witness here? You got to start off with God being number one. Second, you got to surround yourself around people who are going toward heaven. Oh, y'all. You got to surround yourself with folk that are encouraging in the Lord. You got to have folk in your sphere of influence if you're a child of God. The Lord's hand. You got to surround yourself around people that's going toward heaven. If you're going to be successful. Remember, Jesus, when he chose his 12 disciples, they were ordinary common men. They were fishermen and such and so forth and so on. But he chose them to be a part of his inner circle. He wanted to shape and to mold their thinking. He wanted them to understand what it really meant to love God. He wanted them to understand what it really meant and what to do when trouble comes in your way. You see, I'm trying to prepare us that difficult days are ahead. I used to hear, as we get ready to celebrate Black History, I heard an excerpt from Dr. King where he began to tell the people who were following him, he said, we got some difficult days ahead of us.
That's
Mount Sinai. Can I tell you individually as well as collectively, we got some difficult days ahead of us. But you got to drop your anchor. You can't drop your anchor in the pastor. You can't drop your anchor in people. You got to drop your anchor in God so that when the ship begins to talk and turn, you've got somebody that will hold you while you go through the process. I wish I had some help up in here. Lord, have mercy. You got to have that solid anchor. I'll stop by to tell you that solid anchor is not me. But the solid anchor is Jesus Christ. Because the same anchor you need, it is the same anchor I need. Can I get a witness here? God says when you find these kind of people, he says, I want you to fight with them. I don't want you to argue with them. I don't want you to lose time with them. Because as the year progressively moves to the end, you don't have time to waste with folk that have their own agenda. I wish I had a prayer church. I'm trying to encourage you. If you're going to go somewhere today, you've got to surround yourself around folk who are going someplace. Can I get a witness here? And that someplace ought to be closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I get a witness? Can I tell you something about me for just a moment? And I'm going to let you go on to the house. You need me as your pastor if I can push you closer to the Lord. Can I get a witness here? And I need this entire church right now. If you don't believe I can push you closer to the Lord, you need to let me know it's time for me to get my grip. Am I right about it? Because it's no sense in wasting time with folk that are putting you away from Jesus rather than folk that are pushing you to Christ. Am I right about it? If your agenda is about getting close to him, you better hook up with somebody that is going in the same direction. Can I get a witness here? I heard Jesus say, where two or three are gathered in my name, he said, I'll be in the midst. Can I get a witness here? I was talking to somebody last night around the 10 o'clock hour, and I began to say to this person, how can two walk together except they be agreed? In other words, what I was sharing with him is how can you say that you're a follower of God and you're going in a whole different direction? Because God says, how can two walk live together if they're not agreed? Can I get a witness here? So how can we be following Jesus if we're not agreeing with his program? Can I get a witness here? I need to stop by to tell you for a little while. In the fresh start, make sure Jesus is the head of your life. Pastor, what does that mean? If he's the head of my life, that means he leads me. He guides me. He controls me. Because he's the head of my life. He gives me direction. He gives me understanding. And I follow behind him. And where he goes, I'm going to go. Can I get a witness here? Because God will lead me to a higher ground and to a better place. I wish I had a church here that understands what I'm talking about. God will. He'll take you where he wants you to go. If you just hold on and hold out. Am I right about it? The only thing about God is sometimes he'll take you through a valley. He'll take you through valleys. He'll take you over mountains. Because he wants you to have that valley experience and the mountaintop experience. I've learned, Kathy, that you can't have a mountaintop experience all 52 weeks. You're going to have some valley experiences. Can I get a witness here? And the reason you're going to have valley experiences is because God wants you to learn how to depend upon him. God is here. Is there anybody in the house today that know how to depend upon the Lord? Is there anybody in the house today that when you find yourself in the pattern of life,